Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well. The guitar that deserved the spotlight of this week's episode is made by the Italian maestro Paolo Coriani, who is based in Modena. Paolo Coriani is a very experienced guitar luthier who is building fantastic instruments for over four decades. And every guitar luthier who is building instruments has his inspiration from somewhere or someone or something. Every guitar luthier. And Paolo Coriani had several steps in his guitar luthier career which inspired him to make these fantastic instruments. And it began with the most popular guitars of Jose Ramirez III and Masaru Kono. And he was building his early guitars inspired or based on Jose Ramirez III guitar. And the other major influence on his guitar making philosophy was Daniel Friedrich, who was working actually very data-based. Data such as the wood flexibility, the weight, the bridge, the material, and many little specs and details that will make a significant difference at the end. And Paolo has also restored numerous historical guitars, and he was also studying their vibrational behavior, and somehow he took the best of every guitar, put it together, and transmitted it to his instruments. And we also have to mention that the woods which Paolo Coriani is using are highly well aged. It's something between 30 and 60 years, depending on which part of the guitar. This guitar is from 2025, and this is based on the 1912 Manuel Ramirez guitar, which was famously played by Andre Segovia. But for me, it's somehow a rebirth of that very famous guitar because it has some modern elements and modern touch, but it has still the soul of that Manuel Ramirez guitar from 1912. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and extremely high quality Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's also a very light guitar. Actually, the weight of the guitar reminds me of some double top guitars, but the sound is completely different than a double top guitar. I would say, enough talking, let's discover the sound of the guitar. So before we continue with the next piece, I think we have to talk about some qualities of the sound because it's extremely interesting. And first of all, if you listen to the travels of this guitar, you notice that the tone is very elegant, very sweet and bright, but at the same time, it has a very profound sound and it's going forward. It's like a bell. And it's also very clear in the sound that separation in the tone is in fact like a Daniel Friedrich guitar, which is just amazing in terms of tone separation. You know, this guitar is like a toy that you want to play with every day for a few hours. It's such an inviting instrument. First of all, because of the beautiful tone that this guitar has. Let me know if you also think that the tone of this guitar is just beautiful. I don't know how to describe it in another way. But also the comfort of this guitar is on another level. I have played really a guitar with such a comfortable neck profile. But as I always say, I think at the end, it's a combination of everything. The size, the response of the guitar, and the neck profile, which makes a guitar easy to play. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. I think I have played enough pieces, right? If not, let me know in the comments and next time I will play a bit longer on the guitar. But I think you have an impression of the sound of this guitar. If you enjoyed this week's Zikaz Spotlight episode, please make sure to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. If you didn't do that already, for not missing other contents on our channel. Have a nice day and see you in a week.